former Duke superstar, a member of the point guard on, and I think what might wind up, all things considered, being the last great college basketball team, and now the new head basketball coach at Buffalo. Our pleasure to welcome Bobby Hurley to Mike and Mike in the Morning. How are you, Bobby?
Pretty good. Great to be with you guys.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and so many questions that I would love to ask you about all the way back in the day. But let's start with your new situation as you now sort of starting to work your way in. I know that you had been on the high school level for a really long time. Give us a sense of what you plan to accomplish and where you see this going.
Well, you know, my head's spinning a little bit. It's been real crazy 48 hours. I obviously spent 2 years at Wagner College with my brother Dan. My brother Dan was the head coach there, and we moved on to the University of Rhode Island, where he's currently the head coach, and I was his associate head coach. So really just enjoyed and loved the dynamic of working with him and working for him and helping him, you know, build two programs. But this was a tremendous opportunity here at Buffalo, and I just think it's got a lot of potential. And there are players in the program that, you know, I'm looking forward to working with and getting out and recruiting and just elevating the program to the heights of a championship-level program.
So when you sit in the big chair for the first time, your first head coaching job, what was the first order of business to do?
Well, there are a lot of things that need to be addressed. I think the most important thing is just to speak with the players, and that's what I did yesterday prior to the press conference, and just, you know, let them know how much I look forward to working with them. And developing a relationship with them. And it's hard on players when there's a transition in the program and a coach is let go and there's, and someone new is coming in the door and you just want to try and spend a lot of time with them. And I'll do that again today on an individual basis with the guys.
Mike and Bobby Hurley, and you obviously will always be associated with two of the most legendary basketball coaches that there are, one of them being your dad and the other being Coach K. So if I asked you, what is the single most important thing you learned about coaching from your father, Bob Hurley, and what is the single most important thing you learned about coaching from Mike Krzyzewski, what would they be?
I think it's passion and love for the game. I think, and it's hard to really fake that. I think you either have it or you don't. And you know, my dad, definitely has that. The intensity, really cares about the kids, stayed in the same program for 40 years and showed so much loyalty to the, you know, to the city of Jersey City and the lives that he's impacted. And, you know, Coach K is the same way. I mean, he's still in my life. I spoke with him a few times when I was, going through the process of thinking of becoming a head coach. And, you know, he took the time to talk to me about that as he's preparing, you know, to do what he's doing right now in the NCAA tournament. So that's just the type of person he is.
You know, when you look back, Bobby, on those teams, and I mentioned to Mike that I think it was True TV, it was one of the channels that does the tournament games, did a terrific film about your teams, that group that you guys had that went to four straight Final Fours that you were a big part of and all the rest of that. And when you look back on those days, what things do you remember? Because those really might wind up being the last true legendary college basketball teams with the way the game has changed so much with one and dones and everything else. When you look back on that era, what do you remember most?
I loved it just because, I think we were at the ground level of building the program at Duke in the 86 team with Johnny Dawkins and those guys. It was the beginning of Duke basketball. And from there, you know, we were able to obviously win a couple of championships and even take it to a higher level. And just the time that I got to spend with the players in the program, you know, Christian Laettner, Grant Hill, Thomas Hill, Brian Davis, all the players that were on our team, we developed such a great chemistry on the court. And I think with all the turnover and guys leaving early for the NBA, it's hard to develop, you know, that type of chemistry. And we really had that. We knew each other's games so well, you know, had guys that were, you know, could easily have been playing in the NBA that stayed around to play and enjoy their college career.
That's the point, and that's what is missing so much. And I've been saying recently, I love college basketball, and I just sometimes it's almost difficult for me to watch. I feel the caliber of play has diminished so much from a time when those teams, your teams, were together. When you see that, do you think that the level of play in college basketball has been significantly hurt by the way that the leaving for the pros and all of that has taken place?
Well, the elite level, at the highest level, the talent isn't the same as what it was when I played. You know, Grant Hill wouldn't have lasted a year under the current state of how players leave. Shaquille O'Neal stayed 2 years. Again, that would never happen in today's day and age. But I mean, there are players that enter the college game that are so advanced, you know, guys like Carmelo Anthony that, or Anthony Davis that as freshmen just could play at such a high level that, you know, they could, you know, compete and lead teams, to national championships very early in their career before, you know, they move on. So, but I think the gap is definitely closed, and that was kind of my message, yesterday to our team in a way, is you're seeing teams like Florida Gulf Coast and LaSalle and a lot of, you know, mid-major programs that are now playing on a real level playing field, and, you know, that's what you got to aspire to do.
Former Duke great, Bobby Hurley joining Mike and Mike in the Morning ESPN Radio, now the head coach at Buffalo, but as you've mentioned and we talked about, been an assistant coach for a few years. So on that line, as we look ahead to the Duke-Michigan State game, Duke's assistant, Chris Collins, is being talked about with the Northwestern head coaching job. What kind of a distraction can that be on the bench?
I mean, I don't feel it would be a major distraction. I know just from working with the players as closely as I did at Rhode Island this year that, you know, I received tremendous support from them. Just all the guys appreciated, you know, how I worked with them, and what I gave to the program and wished me the best. So I don't think that it would be a major distraction. I think the guys would be excited if Chris was in a position to become a head coach. And I know that they're very focused on this. And, you know, when higher seeded teams get through that first weekend and now you're two games from the Final Four, I think you really know it's getting close and now you're getting excited to play.
And I guess finally, Bobby, I don't know if you heard it, but we mentioned it right at the beginning. This game between Duke and Michigan State will actually decide this wager between Mike and me that we make every single year. It's silliness. But do you have a thumbnail for us? Do you have a preview? You probably know certainly the Duke team well. I don't know how well you know the Michigan State team. How do you see that game?
Greeny, I'm going to have to go against you, obviously, for personal reasons, as well as my own bracket, keeping that going. I'm proud of my bracket. I enjoy, actually, the competition you guys have. I think it's great, and it's what makes the tournament great. I do it in my own household. I have to suffer the indignity of, you know, my daughter beating me or my wife beating me, and so that's what makes it fun. I believe Duke, you know, is going to get, you know, get through Michigan State. I felt like they, obviously with Kelly back in the lineup adds another dimension to their team. Only lost one game, you know, with him, in the lineup. And, you know, Quinn Cook played well, had 11 assists in one of those games. And obviously there's been a lot happening. I'm not sure which one, but I know that they're playing at a high level, but Michigan State's an elite program too. And, certainly it's going to be a great, great matchup.
Well, Bobby, we really enjoyed this. Thank you very much for the time. Best of luck at Buffalo, and we'll check in again soon. Take care.
Hi, guys. Great being with you.
And thanks, Bobby Hurley, thanks, now the head coach at Buffalo. Yeah, head coach.
Thanks, coach.
On the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, Mike and Mike, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm such a fan. I mean, I really, those teams, funny. Now, you look back on things. I didn't root for Duke then at all. And now I look, like so many other things, I look back on that so fondly.
Right, yeah.
Because that's like a time when you knew those teams, you knew the players.
You just don't have that today.
Him and Leitner and Grant Hill and Thomas Hill, and before that with Danny Ferry,
you get a chance to know them.
With Amaker and Billis and Allery and Johnny Dawkins, and you know, I mean,
You mean Bylus?
Well, yeah, that was Bylus and Amaker, but that's a whole other story.